Welcome to another episode of Reading the Bible Responsibly. Thank you so much for joining. Let's talk about money and poverty and generosity today. The biblical view of these topics is pretty complex. There are a whole lot of scriptures we could consider, and I'm sure we'll look at more in future episodes. For this episode, I just want to focus on one verse I hear used quite often. It's the phrase, "The poor you will always have with you." Jesus says this to his disciples, and a lot of people quote this as sort of a defeatist way of saying that ending poverty is not a worthwhile aim. So today, let's unpack this verse. Let's start in Scripture and look at the story in which Jesus makes this statement, and then we're going to head to the Old Testament to see what he might be alluding to, and then we'll end by coming back to this story in the New Testament to see what Jesus probably meant by this phrase. So go to Matthew chapter 26. We're going to start in verse 6, and we read this story. While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." In this story, the disciples see an unnecessarily extravagant act. They think the funds could have been handled better. Given some of the ways we talk about Christianity and maybe even church expenses and the need for sacrifice, we might have some sympathy for, we might even fully agree with the disciples' concerns. But Jesus surprises us. He defends the woman's actions, telling his disciples to quit bothering her. He then makes a pretty stark statement. "You'll always have poor people among you, but you will not always have me." Now, we know that sometimes people and writers in the New Testament will say, "as it is written," when referring to the Old Testament, but not always. And so while Jesus doesn't make the tie-in explicit here, I'm pretty confident he's alluding to a passage in Deuteronomy. So let's go there. What we find in Deuteronomy is God, through Moses, giving instructions to the Israelites for how to live in their upcoming new land. What kind of nation should they be in order to be faithful to God? So when we get to Deuteronomy chapter 15, beginning in verse 7, we're among those kinds of instructions. Here's what the text says. "If anyone is poor among your fellow Israelites in any of the towns of the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward them. Rather, be open-handed and freely lend them whatever they need. Give generously to them and do so without a grudging heart. Then, because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. There will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed toward your fellow Israelites who are poor and needy in your land." The NRSV renders it, "Since there will never cease to be some in need on the earth, then open your hand to the poor and needy neighbor in your land." The ESV says, "There will never cease to be poor in the land, therefore you shall open wide your hand to your brother, to the needy and the poor in your land." So back to Jesus. Jesus is basically saying, there will always be poor people, but there won't always be me, at least physically among them. Moses' instructions say, there will always be poor people, so you must always be generous. So when we put all that together, it seems like Jesus is saying, if we were to complete his phrase, there will always be the poor among you, but there will not always be me. So hey, when we step out of this house, you disciples will have plenty of opportunities to be generous because there's always going to be poor people around you. That doesn't mean that this woman can't give this gift right now. He's not making some broad statement about working with poverty. He's not saying, there will always be poor people, so why are you trying to alleviate poverty? It's a problem that'll be here forever. You can probably see pretty quickly why it matters how we read Jesus' words here. I think his words teach us a few things. First, because there are always poor people, we will never run out of opportunities to be generous. We can look out our front door and see plenty of opportunities. There will always be those opportunities. There will always be people in poverty. So we will always have opportunities to be generous. Second, we shouldn't view helping the poor and giving other kinds of gifts as mutually exclusive. Sometimes we think, oh, he spent money on that. He must not care about poor people. Or, oh, the church has budget funds for that silly thing. They ought to be using those funds for this other kind of direct aid. But it's not an either or. The call to generosity to the poor is always there, and we are always obligated to be open-handed to them. Thanks for listening. I sure appreciate it. I hope that you will continue to share these episodes out. Subscribe if you haven't already and leave us a review. And another reminder that there's a full-length course on the topic, Reading the Bible Responsibly, available for free. Just visit mrcc.org/thewell.